Blog Talk Radio.
From sunny Destin, Florida, home of beautifully clear emerald green waters of the Gulf of Mexico and sugary white sandy shores. This is the Mental Power Hour, and I am your host, T. LaVon Lawrence, NeuroSculpting certified mental fitness and brain training consultant, author and designer of the most recent iteration of the NeuroSculpting mental fitness training system for improved mental concentration, better mental focus, and stronger willpower. When you get a chance, visit our show page here on blogtalkradio.com and click on our Twitter, Facebook, and MySpace links to befriend us at those other sites and help us get the word out. On today's show, willpower, what it is, and how to improve it. Now, this particular show, I must advise you, is one that's going to be dealing in incredibly deep topics. Some of these topics might not be all that understandable to you if you have not already gone through training such as for mental concentration and mental focus. If you've been exposed to meditation and other types of spiritual practices that require you to sit for a time and try to quiet your mind, then you may be able to understand things a little bit better, but I'll try my best from an academic standpoint to make sure that I don't talk over everybody's head and see if I can give you the information that's very practical for you. And should you decide that you do want to build your willpower to expand who you are and what you are as a human being to go as far as you can go and to grow as big as you want to grow, if you want to train yourself willpower, you'll have a good grounding of information to do so. I'll also try to give you about three or four techniques that'll at least get you started. And if you want any more information, you can go to the training studio. That's the NeuroSculpting Training Studio at www.neurosculpting.com. That's NEURO-sculpting.com. And we'll be able to help you out. Again, today's show is about willpower. Also today, we'll discuss the mind-nourishing book of the week and movie of the week. You can also call in during the show to ask any questions and get advice. This number to call in is 347-884-9397. That's 347-884-9397. If you ever want to contact me personally, you can leave me a message at 904-638-3851. That's 904-638-3851, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can to answer your question, either by phone or, if you leave me an email address, by email. The Mental Power Hour is brought to you by the NeuroSculpting Mental Training Studio. For the life-changing development of improved mental concentration, better mental focus, and stronger willpower, visit our training studio at www.neurosculpting.com. That's NEURO-sculpting.com. A word on next week's show. Next week's show is going to be something that I'm very passionate about, and it's on thought control, the power to control your thoughts. Now, it's going to be a show that's going to get right down to the nitty-gritty. When you get done listening to the show, you'll be more aware of the nature of thought, the nature of your own thoughts, and what you can do to change them so that they are more suitable to you, You'll learn a bit more about how thought moves to the brain, how thought affects your emotions, and how they go together to form your perception of the world, of yourself, and of everybody else, and how it puts a veil over your own perception so that when you go through your day, you determine what you're going to do, who you are, who you're going to be, and what you're going to achieve by the nature of those thoughts and emotions. And if you can find a way to be the ruler of those thoughts, to be the designer of your own thinking, you can decide where it is you're going to go and simply use that one tool to get you there. So it's going to be a great show. If I were you, I would tune in. Now, the big disclaimer, the information we provide on the Mental Power Hour is for educational and entertainment purposes only. We do not claim nor suggest that you ignore the advice of a legitimately qualified mental health care professional. If you feel you may have a serious mental health issue, you should consult your doctor. Everyone that is in the chat room, I'd like to thank you for stopping by. Normally, I have my marketing manager in there, and he helps me out while I focus on the show. But if he doesn't show up today, if you have any questions in the chat room, go ahead and type them out. As soon as I get a break or after the show, because it's only an hour show, I'll go in. If there's any questions, I'll be sure to answer them for you. Now, the Mind Nourishing Book of the Week is The Richest Man in Babylon, written by George S. Clason. The Richest Man in Babylon. If I were you, in your concern about building a significantly enhanced or augmented financial life, if you want more money in your pocket, if you want to build yourself some form of a fortune, whether you just want to be financially independent or whether you want to be filthy rich, I would go out and I would get a copy of The Richest Man in Babylon. If you're in debt, significantly in debt, if you're broke, if you're bankrupt, if you haven't seen money in 20 years, I would go out and find a way to get a copy of The Richest Man in Babylon. Fantastic book, not just on money itself, but on how to approach life, how to find and multiply value in every respect. It's filled with great principles that will help you grow yourself a fortune, however large you want it, and principles and philosophies on how to live life well. And it's actually a very thin book. The copy that I've read through many times is about 145 pages, and it's a short book in its size itself, and it's an easy read. It's storytelling is what it is. Absolutely entertaining. I would get me a copy. You can go to Amazon.com. You can go over to Barnes & Noble. Find yourself one for a reduced price. Go to eBay. I'm sure you'll find copies there. When you go to Amazon, of course, you're going to see the price of a new one, but off to the side, you'll see new and used copies that you can get it for. And I've seen books that I normally would have paid $20 for. If you look on the side and look for that new and used copies from, I found those books for a penny. You know what? See how the lessons of The Richest Man in Babylon have already changed my life. Look for the bargains, but also look for the value also. All right. The Mind Nourishing Movie of the Week. Now, I am a science fiction fan. I love watching a good science fiction movie, a good fantasy movie. Of course, I like adventure. I even like romance, as long as it's good and there's some adventure in it. But if I had to pick right now, okay, look at it in the newspaper, what movie am I going to go to? The first movie I'm looking for is a science fiction movie, because I like to have my mind taken to places where it doesn't normally dwell. I'm not the kind of person who wants to watch a cop drama normally, because to me that's so everyday real life. I want to escape. I want to, especially if the science fiction movie has some form of philosophy sewn in it. And anybody with a brain who's watched the Star Wars episodes, any of them 1 through 6, realizes that there's philosophy sewn in there. Now, you might not like the philosophy. You might not really look for it. You might be looking more for entertainment. But if you're someone who wants to, who likes to have your mind nourished while you're entertained, I would look for Star Wars Episode 5. Now, originally, it was the second movie that came out, and that was The Empire Strikes Back. And everybody who's a Star Wars fan or a science fiction fan knows what I'm talking about, especially the parts when Luke Skywalker is stuck on Dagobah with Master Yoda and the things that Master Yoda tells him. People, it may be science fiction, but the words that Yoda says to Luke in that movie, if you were to apply them to your own life, it would change drastically. One of the things he says to him is, never your mind where you are on what you're doing. That is such a deep spiritual philosophy, because the world really is filled with distracted people. If you had the ability to be able to be so in control of your mind and its activities and your attention to where you could put it right here, right now, where it needs to be and hold it there, your life would change drastically. And that's why I call these the mind nourishing book and movie of the week, because they really are worth something and they'll add value to your life. When you get a chance, and you may have seen it a million times, but look at it again. Look at from an educational standpoint, what can I learn from this? Take another look at Star Wars Episode 5. Now, if someone suggested it to me, first thing I do is run out and get a copy of all six from the video store and watch them all the way through in a marathon with maybe some pizza and popcorn and just have a good old time. But out of all the movies, the highest philosophy is in Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back. And now, willpower. What it is, and how to improve it. Now, as I do this show, I'm not going to make it so structured as I have the past couple shows on mental concentration and mental focus, because this is such a broad, deep subject with such a phenomenal impact on anybody who can figure it out. I'm going to skim over some of the topics. And then I'm going to get right to the exercises, because when it comes to willpower training, I can talk to you all day long about the theory behind it. And it will mean as much to you as running around and flapping your wings, calling yourself a bird, makes you able to fly. The only way to truly understand what willpower is to do the kind of training that educates you in a very real, visceral way, that unlocks the doors of your mind so that you can see what willpower is, so that you can know in your gut what willpower is. And so I'm going to kind of skim over some of the information that you need to hear in order to be able to at least have some type of academic understanding. But when I get to the exercise, I'm going to spend a lot of time on them. I'm going to make sure that in about 15 minutes, I'm on the exercises. Remember, this is only an hour show. It'll be over here in about 45 minutes. I'm going to jump on the exercises, and I'm going to stay on the exercises. I'm not going to do as I have in previous shows, is talk theory all the way around and then get to about 5 or 10 minutes and then rush through the exercises. I want you to pay particular attention to these exercises, because I've got a question for you. What if you own your thoughts, your emotions, your actions? What if you knew from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to bed, you really are going to do what you decided to do for your life? And here's an example. You wake up in the morning and you have an intent, a feeling, here's what I want to do today. And that's only if you're lucky, because I'm going to tell you something that's strange about the world. Most people do not wake up with a true, real purpose, and especially not one of their own design. most people wake up as mental slaves. Most people wake up with their lives already laid out and decided for them. Even when people wake up and they know what it is they need to do, did they create that purpose? Did they build that life? Folks, you have no idea how many people I talk to who are living regretful existences because they didn't lay it out, because they stepped into a rut that was dug for them, and they can't see their way out. One of the reasons that people are so attracted to my training and to my training system is because it opens the door for them to finally step out on their own. And I don't mean necessarily leaving a job or leaving a relationship or anything like that. When I say it finally opens the door for them to be able to step out on their own, that is, it gives them the opportunity to finally explore the nature of their own thoughts and feelings and the designs through which they live their lives. When they go through the training, they begin to discover, oh my goodness, I never really, truly felt the way I thought I did about my job, my career, the efforts I make to make money, my relationships, the house I own, the cars I own. These things were handed to me in my thoughts, in my mind. And I thought that they were my thoughts, and they were not. This is not my life. I'm going to design my life. I'm going to decide what it is I want to do, and I'm at least going to make a start. Now, when I say this, I don't want anybody thinking that there's any excuse, any real justification for turning around, running out, and destroying your life, dismantling it piece by piece under the justification that you're going to now do what it is you want to do. Because in willpower training, what I discover is that people already have an idea in their head of what they think it is they want to do. Willpower training often exposes that assumption as just another thing that was handed to them by society in the form of an idea. Willpower training gets to the very root of who you truly are as a human being. And I'm going to tell you a secret. If you suspect that there's something you want to do, to be, and to have in your life right now that you don't have, who you are not, that you're not achieving, I'm going to tell you there's a high probability that's not the answer for you. And I don't want to send you scurrying off. I don't want to send you running away thinking that I'm trying to crush your dream. I'm just giving you some notification. I'm sending up a warning flag that when you begin to turn your attention to exploring that 3-pound universe, those 100 billion plus cells of gelatinous material called your brain, when you start turning your attention to it like a scientist, you will discover that what you think you want has been handed to you by somebody else. And that's when you'll have the opportunity to decide from your own will what you're going to do. You're going to decide from that place that almost nobody has access to, because most people are programmed and conditioned, your purpose in life. You are literally able to create your own purpose, create your own thoughts to support that purpose, create your own emotions. Your emotional life that you have right now is not your emotional life. It's been conditioned into you. Willpower training opens the door for you to completely clear the table of your mind so that you can start over from the truth of you. And that's why it's important. What would your life be like? What could you do? What could you achieve if you absolutely knew you are unaffected by fear in any way whatsoever? What if your decisions had no influence from the fear that rules over you right now? What if you had no concept of limitation? What would your life be like in 6 months, in a year, in 3 years? What would your life be like if you knew absolutely you could decide your life and know you're going to get it? How would that change you? Well, let's start talking about it. Willpower. What is willpower? Now, I could go through all manner of complex definitions to try to justify the definition of willpower that I'm going to give you, because it took me months to come up with the right definition, because, and I'll tell you why. In science, though you may see the word now and again, in psychology, in psychiatry, from their point of view, there really is no such thing as will. And they avoid talking about it at all costs in many cases. That is because we live in a materialist world. And admitting the existence of a will is the same as admitting the existence of a soul. And in science, you can't do that. Not try to get that published in a peer-reviewed journal. But here's the truth. Here's the reality. Scientists know that willpower exists. The very fact that a materialist will stand in front of you and argue till he's blue in the face is proof of the existence of will. He has decided that he's going to argue against it, and nothing's going to change that. That same intensity and resolve is an expression of that person's will. Now, there are types of will. There's a blind will, a driven will. There's an awakened will, an enlightened will. Most people are moved by a will that they have absolutely no control over. I know people, salespeople, business people, doctors, lawyers, very ambitious, who achieve big things, and they're in no way are they in control of themselves. They're not operating from their will, yet their will is in operation. They're operating from compulsion, from drive, from carrot and stick. They're being beaten by their own mind, by their own conditioning. They're being lured by ideas that have been fed to them. But they are not in control. They did not decide that this is what is going to be for me. This is going to be my life. They only think they decided. In willpower, the conscious person, and only the conscious person, can decide. Everyone else is following. And they're being moved by carrot or vice. They're either being beaten or they're being lured. So, for willpower and coming to a definition of willpower, I had to not only go through my usual research in the scientific community to see if anyone had the guts to go for it, because how are you going to find willpower in the mind? How are you going to find the will in the mind? You can do brain scans, and you can say that when somebody makes a decision, it correlates to this particular area of the brain, but you can't say there's a central human being in the brain that decides and forges their own life. You can't say that as a scientist. All you can do is name a particular type of behavior or a particular type of thinking pattern and try to find a correlate in the brain and say it's located there and here are the patterns that one can expect. That's science. Looking in science, I had to go back over 100 years to find scientists who were willing to discuss will, because back then they weren't afraid to talk about it. That's before it became purely materialistic. And I don't mind materialism. Don't get me wrong. It's very important. That's how we've gotten so many fantastic scientific discoveries. But to really get definitions and to really start being able to talk about will and willpower, I had to go into philosophy. And I did not go into deep esoteric philosophy and crazy otherworldly stuff. I went into some of the same philosophers you read about in high school and college and argued about. And then that's how I was able to take all that information from science and philosophy to come up with this definition for willpower. Okay? Now, let me give you two definitions. Will. Will is a consciously aware. Not merely alert, not merely your normal human being walking around, automatons. And you guys have heard me on previous shows, consciously aware, right here, right now, present moment mental state, wherein you, the coherent sense of self, you, the being, establish your own purposes and motivations and determine by any subsequent congruent decisions with supporting actions, the judgment of which being independent of any outside influence, habitual thought, conditioned impulse, or mindless compulsion. That is, will is when you are here, now, not wrapped up in a thought, not off chasing something, but right here. You can sit in a chair and be right here, right now, and your thoughts come to a standstill, and you perceive the world and yourself inside, and there's no noise. Then you're contacting will be the true you. Extremely difficult to learn and master. Unless, of course, you go through mental concentration training, mental focus training, meditation training. Then you can get the exact techniques you need to be able to get to that point, that still place within. And I'm not talking academic. I'm not talking about something you think about or have an attitude towards. I'm talking about literally being there. That is will. And when you're there, thought does not determine anything for you. Emotion does not determine anything for you. Compulsion, feelings that surge through your body and make you do this and that, those things have no contact with you because all they are special effects in the brain. When you're able to perceive yourself in the present moment and stay there long enough for your mind to calm down, all those mechanical activities to just and relax, then you're making contact with will. And then there's the word power. Power, the energetic, consciously controlled ability to take action that is congruent to your will. You sit down, you bring everything to a standstill, now you're alert in the present moment, you know what you are. And you know who you are, and who you are has nothing to do with who you think you are. Thought cannot tell you who you are, and I don't want to get too esoteric, but I really do have to make that point. When you're there, in that place, only then do you decide what your life is going to be. Otherwise, you're just going through the motions like everybody else. Power, once you're there, power is the energy, the natural energy in your body and your mind. I'm not talking about anything that's otherworldly or esoteric. I'm talking about your natural energy. You eat an apple, it gets converted to energy, a storehouse of energy within yourself. Without that energy, there's no life. Without that energy, you cannot act. Will and power. Do you understand? Will is the control center. It's like going on a cruise ship, walking around. You see everybody walking around. There's your thoughts, making noise. Everybody's walking around, entertaining. There's your thoughts. But when you go up to the bridge, that's the place where it's quiet. That's where the captain is. Use that analogy for yourself. Okay? Now, what's pushing the boat? Power. Energy is pushing the boat. But what's guiding the boat? The captain. Therefore, willpower is the discipline of acting consciously and congruently on the designs and resolution of your will in defiance of any conditioned mental pattern, whether it's emotional or thought-based. Willpower is when you finally sit yourself down and get yourself still and stop being a slave to your thoughts and emotions and finally get a clue as to the nature of the thinker behind the thoughts. That is willpower. Because from that place, you are immersed in what I refer to as a unified mindset. And what is a unified mindset? I want to give you an example. Now, if you've never been exposed to meditation, get exposed to meditation, or better yet, go to my neurosculpting training studio. Okay, get yourself, even if you just get yourself a 1 month subscription, it's very inexpensive. Okay, get the mental exercise training that I have there. And what you'll find is techniques that will teach you all of this stuff over time, depending on the level of your own commitment. Because if you put in 10 minutes a day, you're going to get in 10 minutes a day worth of learning. You put in 30 minutes a day, you're going to get in a half hour worth of learning. You put in an hour a day, the value starts to cascade on you and your knowledge starts to flow like a river. Go there and you learn what it is to control a thought, to control an emotion. When you're in the unified mindset, all your thoughts, all your emotions, all your impulses are there laid out before you in a latent state for you to push buttons and play keys like a conductor, like an expert musician. And to tell you the truth, when you're in a unified mindset, you don't need emotion to inspire you to do anything. Because in the place of will, in a unified mindset meaning there's no thoughts conflicting, there's no emotion conflicting, there's no impulses conflicting, everything is lined up to go in whatever direction you decide. When you're in that place, I'm sorry, I just had a lawnmower go by. Sorry about that, folks. When you're in that place of a unified mindset, you don't need to be told what to do by a memory. You don't need to be told what to do by an emotion. You don't need to be led. Your will decides. And I wish I could give an example of this, but it's very difficult if you haven't gone to that place. It's very difficult. It would be like me standing on one side of the Grand Canyon and you standing on the other and me trying to whisper so that you can hear it. That's the difference between a chaotic, normal, everyday mindset and a unified mindset. Well, perhaps I can put it this way. You're the captain on the boat. When you go into the wheelhouse, you shut the door. In the wheelhouse, it is absolutely quiet. You have your hand, you place your hand upon the wheel, and you can turn the boat in any direction you want. You can place your hand on the instruction, that little device where you decide you want to go full speed ahead or half speed. You can do all those controls yourself. And you don't need to get into a strong emotional state. You don't need to be inspired or anything like that to make the boat go where you want it to go. All you have to do is decide. That's kind of what it's like in the unified mindset. You don't need to be fired up about anything. You just go. You just do it. You decided it. It's your decision is law. Now, in philosophy, there's a point of view that says, okay, well, how do you come to that decision? If something inspired you to come to that decision, well, then that's not true. That's not truly free will. This program, this training session, has nothing to do with free will. I did not say free will power. I said willpower. And I'll give you an example. You're a human being. There are some laws that you cannot disobey. You are going to be a human being no matter what. Just as a lion must be a lion, you must be a human being. The difference between you and the lion is you have the power to decide what it is you're going to be in your career, in your family, all that stuff. You can decide that. Lion can't decide anything. Lion has to follow instinct. Now, as a lion is a lion and a human is a human, does that mean we don't have free will? Of course not. Will is something that only we possess. We don't act entirely by instinct. And I'll give you, here's how it works. When it comes to will, it's like going into a bakery. Willpower, and will, the power of will, is the ability to decide on whatever you want to eat from the bakery, as long as it's made of bread. That is the illustration I can give you. It's a bakery. You can choose whatever you want, but it's going to be made of bread. So, yes, you have free will. And the only way to know that is to stop being a slave to thought, emotion, and impulse. And the only way to do that is to learn the nature of thought, begin to control thought, to be able to get to a point to bring thought to a standstill so that you can be in that quiet, peaceful wheelhouse in of your mind where you can take the wheel and direct yourself wherever you want to go at whatever speed you want to get there. The unified mindset. And folks, I'm telling you, my training on this is extensive. Literally, a person can train for years, if they wish, educating themselves on willpower. It doesn't take years to get there and to make contact with it, but you can take years to decide, okay, I now am free to be who I want to be, to do what I want to do, and have what I want to have. I'm in that place, that unified mindset. I am no longer in conflict with myself. So what is it that I'm going to do? What am I going to become in my career, in my vocation? I already know that I can't become more than a human being. That's impossible. I already know that naturally, merely being human makes me good, makes me worthwhile. I'm as I'm supposed to be. I'm no longer suffering because somebody out in society said I was supposed to be this and I didn't become that, so I'm less worthy. I'm not a movie star, so I'm less worthy. I'm not a billionaire, so I'm less worthy. Those types of ridiculous assumptions are no longer causing me to suffer. I'm now in my wheelhouse. I am quiet. I am unique. I am whole. I am full. And now that I've discovered the absolute most profound secret of life itself, I'm going to go ahead and live life the way I truly want to do it. So what is it that I'm going to do to become and to have? That's freedom. Because if you've not gotten to that place, you're not a free human being. You're a slave. And I don't mean to sound negative, but you're doing what you're doing under the assumption that you truly, truly wanted to be who you are and be what you're doing. But you're so hypnotized. Your thoughts have you so deluded. You believe that you're the one who decided and directed. You'll know better and you'll learn better when you begin willpower training. You will finally have an open door to become what it is you truly want. You know what? You may decide that what you're doing now is exactly what you want to do. What you're doing as a vocation is exactly what you want to be. What you have in your house and your car and your money, hey, you know what? That's just fine. But you'll be free. And you will no longer step into your life each day under the whip of emotions that assault you, that make you feel less than you are, that make you feel that if you fail to become a millionaire, you're going to somehow be less of a person. That's ridiculous. Truth of the matter is, you could be a poor person over in India carrying wood and water and be one of the most glorious human beings on the planet. You, as you are, who you are, at your age, where you live, the job you have, you can be one of the most glorious human beings on the planet because you will be one of the only people you know who is free. And the way to get that is through willpower training, through educating yourself in the nature and power of will. It's truly the only way. Everything you've ever learned, everything you've ever heard about career, about money, about gold and jewelry and possessions and positional status and the value that it all has for you as a human being and how it'll add to your stature is a lie. It's a lie. Stop hurting over such things. Become free. Then you can go out and do whatever it is you want to do. You want to become a millionaire? The easiest way you'll ever become a rich human being is to be free to do it without being driven. Most of you listening to this program within earshot of this, of my voice, have a secret fear of not becoming who you think you're supposed to become. And you have a fear that if you don't become it, you'll be less. And that's a lie. Most of you within earshot of my voice who can hear this have a painful experience in thought that you must do this thing or you're going to suffer. It's a lie. The most powerful state you can ever achieve is to be free from any of that. If I were to take you, transplant you over on a plane in Africa where you had no access to buildings and technology and the best you could do is just hunt for your food and make yourself a shelter and live in a cave, and then you're there for a long enough period of time, you let go of everything that you thought you had to have and do, you realize how happy a human being you could become? How free you could become, how you can live from your own will if you had any type of education and learning. If I were to then bring you back into this society and then everybody try to put their obligations on you of what you're supposed to become and what you're supposed to be and have, you realize how miserable you would be then? Because you would finally realize how unhappy it all makes you. But if you're free, if you're that person who gets transplanted back in and you decide, you know what, I know I got to make a living. And because I'm a good human being, I'm going to do it exceptionally well. And I'm going to be happy the entire time I do it. And you know what that's going to do for me? It's going to make me a lot of money. It's going to get me invited to a lot of parties. It's going to put me in position socially. It's going to get me a good wife, a good husband. It's going to help me have a half of your family. Because I'm now free. Nothing drives me. I move me. I decide. It is my power. I have no fear. Nothing intimidates me. No human being intimidates me. I'm going to do this, and there is nothing in the world except death that can stop me. And you know what? I'm going to do it, and the only thing that's going to get in my way is death. And I don't fear death. I'm going for it. Let anybody get in my way who dares. I have true strength, the only true strength a human being can have. Everything else is manufactured thought-based. True strength is to be a natural human being, to be in a position of will. And so that's where we need to get. Now, let me see if there's anything else I want to tell you before I get there. Oh, just remember, just a couple things here. On the nature of willpower itself, I know when some of you come to listen to this particular program, you already have some preconceived notions of what willpower is. Like, for instance, if someone says, oh, you need to go on a diet, you're believing, oh, I've got to have some willpower here. Gosh, I hope I can resist eating this and that. Listen, willpower is about self-knowledge. It's about self-motivation and self-direction. It's also about self-control. Now, these things actually have nothing to do with force. It has nothing to do with making yourself do anything. Because when you're in a unified mindset and you make a decision, you cannot be tempted. And when I say you cannot be tempted to do anything against your will, I'm saying that your ability, the power that it require, that is required to get to the unified mindset, utterly disconnects you. It disconnects you from the effects of impulse and thought. You think, but you think on purpose. You actually craft and create thoughts. You use thoughts as a tool rather than thoughts using you as a tool. That means if you're on a diet and you're a person who is educated and trained in willpower, you will be able to stick to that diet. As a matter of fact, you won't need to be on a diet because you will be so aware of your body and the way it feels, and you will be so aware when energy is stolen from you from eating wrong things, you will not wish to be in that lethargic state. You will naturally begin to crave and want more energy because that's pleasurable for you. And I say that not in a way that means you're going to be driven, but energy is life. I said it early. You can't live without energy. Energy is life. So you'll want that naturally. You'll want more life. It is, remember I told you, you're going to be a human being. Remember the bakery? Part of that is wanting to life, to have more life. And so you'll want to eat in a way that gives you more life. So you won't need to go on a diet. That's willpower. If you walk by a cake, believe me, an impulse might fire up, but it's not going to be able to touch you. You're going to see it. You're going to feel it, but it's going to be off in a distance. That's the power of will. That's the power of a unified mindset. There's no struggle. It's not painful. It's strengthening. There's no struggle. It's efficient. There's no force. There's power. You won't find any conflict in willpower training. It's all about making peace with yourself. And when you get control of your thoughts and emotions and impulses, you wouldn't believe the level of peace you experience. Willpower is not manipulating. It's not telling others what to do. It's not domineering. It's inspiring. It's cooperative. That's what willpower is. So, what do you need to do to be able to build willpower? First, you need to be able to make contact with it. You need to know what it is. Remember, I told you academically, but you still don't know what it is. There's only one way to do that, and that's to go through the actual training. I'm going to give you some basic exercises here shortly. And when you do these exercises, it'll give you a chance to test your willpower thoroughly so that you can get to know it, so that you can get that aha moment and wow, so that's it. I see the tip of the castle. Let me keep walking through the woods so that I can get to my own castle. And then you need to be able to apply what you learn to your life, to every situation, to every social situation, to every work situation. You need to be able to apply these things. You're going to increase your awareness. You're going to use the simplest tools to be able to build and educate your willpower. You're going to use your attention. You're going to use your breath. You're going to use your body. You're going to get to know all these things so well that you can use them. You can use them, direct them. That's what willpower is all about. When the captain is in the wheelhouse, what is he directing and controlling? He's controlling the ship. So you, in your own willpower, in your own wheelhouse, what are you going to control? You're going to be controlling your mind and body. That is your thoughts, your attention, your impulses, your emotions. That's how you're going to learn the nature of will. And the best thing you're going to be able to do is to start off with the body, extend to the breath, then get into the thoughts and emotions and impulses. It's kind of like a ladder. You start at the lowest level, and then you keep going. That way, eventually, you will have utter control over your thoughts, emotions, and impulses. And when you've got that kind of control, and remember how I said, not force, okay? No force. That's not the kind of control I'm talking about. I'm talking about reaching that natural point where you are able to do what it is you want to do because all your thoughts and emotions and impulses are there with you at your beck and call awaiting instructions. So, again, if you want to get more information, go to the Neurosculpting Training Center. That's www.neurosculpting.com. That's NEURO-sculpting.com. And that's where you'll get more information than you can possibly get in this particular program, because literally I could speak to you for 2 days on it if I had the chance. And all I've done here is skim through it. We're going to start with the first exercise that you can use to help yourself along. And one thing I did not do, and because I don't have the time, I didn't discuss with you signs of weak willpower. But I will tell you this, if you eat things that you know you shouldn't eat, go places that you know you shouldn't go, do things that you know you shouldn't do, good news, that's not weak willpower. Weak willpower is when you decide and you cannot carry it out. Weak willpower is when you do not truly decide, something else forces that decision and you are not in control. Weak willpower is when you live a life of assumptions, of thinking you know everything, when in truth you don't know anything. When you can't be who it is you deeply suspect you could be, now we're talking about a challenge to the will. You eat a few too many cookies, don't worry about your willpower. If you feel great pain because somebody's calling you fat, now you got a problem with willpower. And you need to be talking to me. You need to be listening to me or somebody who knows how to educate you differently. So let me locate the exercises here. Bear with me, folks. Where did I put those? Sorry, I apologize about that, folks. Oh, sorry. First exercise. Get ready. Write this down. Extended breathing concentration. If you did not get the basic breathing concentration exercises that I discussed in the mental concentration and mental focus training over the past couple weeks, go back to the show, even if you have to fast forward through to the end. Get that basic breathing concentration exercise. Give it a shot. Learn about it. Because remember, willpower is the more advanced stage of the training. Extended breathing concentration. I want you to be able to do the breathing concentration exercise for a minimum of 100 breaths, preferably I'd like you to go into the area of 200 and 300 breaths. That's what I want you to do. Because now you're talking about will. And your brain is going to talk to you. It's going to go crazy. It's going to go, man, what are you doing? We don't have that kind of time. Is this really worth it? Well, let me ask you this. Is it worth it to you to be utterly in control of yourself so that you can achieve what it is you really want to achieve? Then it's worth it to do this exercise. I want you in the neighborhood of 200 to 300 breaths, and I want you to pay attention. Do not daydream. Do not allow your mind to wander or talk to yourself. Stay in the exercise. The only thing that matters is the breaths themselves. You need to be absolutely fully aware. You need to be there in the present moment, right here, right now. How did Yoda put it? Never. Always in the future he is, the past. Never his mind on what he's doing. All right? Stay there. Second exercise. I want you to take that breathing concentration exercise, not the extended one, but just the regular one, and I want you to be able to observe your thoughts with it. Now, I've given you thought-watching exercises before, and the main one I've probably given you is the wheel of thought exercise. But now you're going to do the breathing concentration, and you're not going to let go of your breath. You're going to keep attention there, but now you're also going to quietly observe what kinds of thoughts try to rise and fall in your mind. And then as you see them, you're not going to participate in them. You're not going to get wrapped up in them. You're simply going to let them go through their normal cycle of rising up and fading away. That's the natural cycle of a thought. A thought is not designed to rise up, you jump into it with your attention, and then run off into the day arguing with such and such because you assume that they said this and that. That's why the world is in so much trouble. That's why people are in so much trouble. That's why there's so much drama at your job. Because people think their thoughts are real. Third exercise, breathing concentration with movement. I want you to do the breathing concentration, and I want you to walk around the room. You're going to be absolutely, totally aware of every instant, of every thought, of every, any, you're not going to go to sleep. You're going to walk around the room really attentive to your breathing, and you're going to go through the full breaths, and you're going to know you're walking around the room. You're going to step out the door. You're going to walk down the sidewalk. You're going to go to the park. You're going to go to the beach, and you're going to move the entire time engaged in breathing concentration. You're going to keep your mind where you are. You're going, for the first time in your life, possibly, you are then going to be taking action from what will eventually be a unified mindset. You're going to be taking action, and you're not going to be pushed by thought or pushed by emotion or pushed by impulse. You're going to be acting in direct defiance of all those things, and you're going to be there mentally when it happens. And finally, one exercise. I want you to take one thing that you don't want to do, and I want you to do it. And the attention that was required for you to do these breathing exercises, this concentrated breathing, I want you to have and use that attention on that task. And I want you to double your effort. If it's a 30-minute task, if it's mowing the yard, anything, I want you to go the extra mile while being there, while being awake in the moment, in the present moment, operating from what is essentially the launching pad of your will. Folks, I want to thank you for tuning in to the Mental Power Hour, and we will see you next week where we will talk about thought control. Thank you for tuning in.